It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. K through 12 schools, colleges, and universities in Colorado will stay closed to in-person classes through the end of the school year. Governor Jared Polis made the announcement Monday. He says schools will stay closed even though a stay-at-home order will likely be lifted. Polis says new modeling data shows the state will probably not need to extend that stay-at-home order, which is set to end this week. But vulnerable populations and seniors must continue staying home except when absolutely necessary. Mesa County Commissioners sent a letter to the governor requesting permission to reopen the county's economy in stages. CPR's Tina Sieg has more.
County Commissioner Rose Puglisi says the plan aims to reopen many businesses while still requiring some level of social distancing and limiting how many people can be in one place. Puglisi says it's in the best interest of her community to get people back to work.
We're seeing increased homelessness. Realtors can't do their job. Their leases are up and they have no place to go. We don't want to see that for families.
If approved, the first phase of the plan would reopen most businesses in Mesa County after the statewide order is lifted Monday. Bars and schools would remain closed for the time being. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is pushing his U.S. Senate primary rival, former Governor John Hickenlooper, to commit to 7 debates before the Democratic primary in late June. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The two Democrats are the last remaining candidates in a once-crowded field. Romanoff and Hickenlooper are vying to try to unseat Colorado's Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Both have agreed to hold several events together, but the details are not firm. They haven't committed to a set number, format, or location. Romanoff wants Hickenlooper to commit to 7 debates and points out that he skipped 19 forums earlier in the primary process. Hickenlooper's campaign says he will debate Romanoff, but the details still have to be worked out. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
A historic railroad through the San Juan National Forest will switch out some of its coal-powered locomotives to limit fire risk. The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad has purchased 4 locomotives that run on diesel after a drought and fire in 2018. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.